August the 22nd. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, as to what you will tell him, for I am lovesick. Song of Solomon 5:8. This is the language of the believer thirsting after present fellowship with Jesus. He is lovesick for his Lord. Those who have experienced God's grace are never perfectly at ease unless they are near Christ, for they lose their peace when they are away from him. The nearer to him they are, the nearer they are to the perfect calm of heaven. The nearer to him they are, the fuller their hearts are, not only of peace, but also of life, strength, and joy. For these all depend on constant fellowship with Jesus. What the sun is to the day, what the moon is to the night, and what the dew is to the flower, that is what Jesus Christ is to us. What bread is to the hungry, what clothing is to the naked, and what the shade of a huge rock is to a traveller in a parched land. Isaiah 32:2, that's what Jesus Christ is to us. Therefore, if we are not aware that we are one with him, it's not surprising if our spirit cries in the words of the Song of Solomon, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, as to what you will tell him, for I am lovesick. This intense longing after Jesus is accompanied by a blessing. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Matthew 5:6. Therefore, supremely blessed are those who thirst after the righteous one. Blessed is that hunger, since it comes from God. If I can't have the complete blessedness of being filled, I will desire the same blessedness in its sweet bud. I will languish in emptiness and eagerness until I am filled with Christ. If I cannot feed on Jesus, it will be next door to heaven to hunger and thirst after him. There is a sacredness about that hunger, since it shines among the beatitudes of our Lord. The blessing, though, involves a promise. These hungry ones shall be satisfied with what they are desiring. Matthew 5:6. If Christ causes us to desire him, he will certainly satisfy that desire. And when he does come to us, and he will certainly come, oh, how sweet it will be.